السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى بعدد ما تحب وترضى. It is the favor and the kindness of Allah تبارك وتعالى that He allowed us to witness and to be part of a miracle. Because we don't see the picture of Islam from above. We see it from the news, we see it from the reports. We always have it in our mind that Islam is a very downtrodden, a Muslim, a very oppressed, a very weak religion. Every report will show you Muslims are dying in this country, Muslims are dying in that country. But if you have to go one stage higher and from the air you have to see Islam, you will see we are living a miracle and we are the miracle. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would speak of the conquest of Islam, it would make him so happy. He would say, I will see Persia falling. I saw Rome falling. You will enter into this land. You will come to the land of Egypt. When you will enter here, look after the people. He said, I see my Muslim ummah going in the boats. Allah tabarakallah showed him signs of the entire ummah moving in the world. He said, Constantinople, the land of the Romans, I can see that falling into your hands. 600 years later it was going to happen. He was seeing it at that moment. And then there would be times when he would see the fitan, difficulties of the ummah. He would see kufr and shirk falling on Islam like anything. And at that time he would get worried. And he would worry, how will my ummah ever survive? And then Allah tabarakallah started opening up scenes for him of at the times of difficulties also, where everyone else will say impossible for Islam to survive. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have so much conviction that he would then say, Kaifa tahliku ummati? Kaifa means that how can you ask, will my ummah survive? He would say, how can my ummah ever get destroyed? Kaifa tahliku ummati? Kaifa tahliku ummati? He said, Ana awwaluha, I am the beginning of this ummah. Al Mahdi is in the middle, Al Isa is at the ending. This is a line that is a miracle from beginning to the end. This is the lights of current. In between that light, Allah Tabarakala opened up that this Islam of yours will be a miracle of the era. So he would say, in the entire era, Almighty Allah will make people stand. يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ مِنْ كُلِّ خَلَفٍ عُدُولٍ. That this knowledge of mine will move era after era. Someone in Johannesburg, someone in Durban, someone in Malawi, someone in Malaysia, someone in Indonesia. In the entire world, village by village, Allah's eye will fall on individuals. Say, stand up you. You will stand up. You will carry it from generation to generation. You will carry. You will become a hafiz of Quran. You will become a qari. You will become a muhaddis. You will become a muhaqqiq. The miracle of Islam was going to be two. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, taraktu fikum thaqilatain. I will leave behind you two heavy rocks. You will hold on to it. Nothing will ever harm you. The question was, can the rock manage to be so heavy that when the storms of the world would move, then a rock also gives in? So you will see the mighty mountain, but as the water was pushing, 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 finally that mountain also gave in and it went with the cloud. When there is no rock, how will the ummah manage to hold on? In this wording, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show two miracles. One was the miracle of my rocks will remain throughout every storm. That will be a miracle. And the second is there will be a group of people in every era who will hold on to the rock. The first miracle, how will the rock manage to survive every storm? So Allah tabarakallah in Quran explained, أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدَرِهَا فَاحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلُ زَبَدًا رَابِيًا. That if you had not seen when Allah sent torrents from the ocean and it rained and it rained and rained, as long as water got an outlet, it moves very nicely. But when it comes to a place between two mountains, it is called a valley. At that time, the water can't go this way, it can't go that way, so it only stays in that area. That is called floods. That if your house, your building, your mansion, anything strong is caught up in a place where water can't move anywhere else, whatever is there, the water will take it away. Almighty Allah said, when the storm of all storms will come, in that one valley and only you the target, Then you will see as that water moves, you will see the dark brown that is on top. Because as that water is moving, it's picking up the filth of the world. It's called floods. And everyone saw floods. And they saw the brown color as it moves. No one said, I'll drink from this water. At that moment, if the man on top of the mountain had to look, and he would have said, you know, under that, there was once upon a time Islam. But when that storm came, it came with such force that I cannot believe Islam will manage under the pressure of the storm. Thaqeel means something very heavy. There was a time in the Muslim Ummah when Islam was ghalib on strong. At that time, it crushed everything which was under it. Empires and empires crushed. The flag of Islam was high. The Muslim Ummah moved. One country, one Sahabi, he enters the jungle of Africa. Forget dawah to people. One Sahabi will say, O animals of the jungle, I am the messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I give you till tomorrow morning. This is our land now. You find some other place. They will say that night they saw wild animals taking their cubs and moving out. Whatever was going to come under Islam would crash, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will leave two things behind which will have the strength of the heaviest of powers. When Islam would be ghalib, everything under Islam would crash. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would explain that Islam, however, is like a bucket. There will be times that Islam will be up and it will crush everything under it. There will be times that Islam will be under. At that time, the miracle of the strength of Islam is you can put the weight of the world of kufr on top of me, but I will remain standing. I will not crash. I am so heavy, bring the world upon me. Allah Tabarakala said, until the time will come, فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. All the filth, all the dirt, all the evil, the sun will one day come out again. When the sun comes out, now the clouds are gone. As that sun hits on that froth, the dirt of that water starts becoming like foam. Then the foam starts evaporating. Then the dark brown lifts. Then the light brown lifts. Then there is water, but it's still looking dirty. And a few years down the line when you come, Allah Tabarakala said, وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That which was meant to benefit mankind, you will see all the dirt will be lifted, and that water as pure will be still there. At that moment the water would have said that I am not like any other water. Your normal water is tea. In that tea, it's one cup of pure water. Throw one tea bag inside and everything becomes black. Water is such that if one liquid is dirty, it's supposed to penetrate into the other. But when Allah Tabarakallah's one command comes, Allah Tabarakallah says, Marajal Bahraini Yaltaqiyan Bainahuma Barzakhul La Yabghiyan. That have you not seen two waters would meet, the river and the ocean, one ocean and another? The river will be sweet water, the ocean will be salty. They will meet. I saw with my eyes. In Mauritius you can see it clearly. They will show you that fish which will swim to the point and it will feel the temperature of you or water is too much for me. I like this water. That fish will swim this way and it will go back. The water color you can see it different, because in Mauritius that waves are very light. Two waters which meet but they cannot go into one another. Allah Tabarakala said, Marajal Bahrain, he allowed two waters with such force, Yaltaqiyan, they will meet up at this point. Bainahuma Barzakh, between them there is one barrier. La Yabghiyan, you will not manage to jump over my barrier, you will not manage. The miracle of water in the ocean was going to be shown with Islam, that when kufr and shirk would fall, and everything from above would be brown and black, and someone on top saying, I don't think Islam will come out of this year clean. Allah Tabarakallah said, وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. You cannot see it from the top because you're looking. Every era has come that when the dirt evaporated, Islam moved as though it was never touched. As pure as it started 1,400 years ago. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, in every era, Allah will create that group who will put it on their shoulders and they will carry it through the era to give it to the next era. How your Quran was 1,400 years ago, worlds and worlds of kufr, made an effort to remove one letter of the Quran. In the protection of that and to carry that, Almighty Allah could have used any system in the world. Our Islam started when Abraha, the king of Abyssinia, and his minister in Yemen, they decide that bring an end to the Kaaba. We are a land of a modern era. We are a land of smart things. And the people of the Arabs are going to a land where there is nothing. One Kaaba. What is this Kaaba? So build up a place beautiful. And then you tell the Arabs, stop going to Makkah Mukarramah. Come here into Yemen. Go around the house of the king and every pleasure in the world will be given to you. At that time some Arabs came. Almighty Allah will put ghayrat. Ghayrat meaning a feeling of anger in the heart. They will see the thrills of the time in the palace of the king. And they would say, did you create this to turn us away from the Kaaba? So that night they will urinate. They will make stool. They will take it in their hand and they will put it on the walls of the king's palace. The greatest disgrace to the king of the power of the time. To say how beautiful your palace can be, but in relation to our Kaaba, it is zero. So now Abraha will stand up the next morning. He will send out elephants. That if you are not ready to fall in line with the desires and the worms that I have presented for you, to turn you from the Kaaba, then I will now destroy the Kaaba fully. As the elephants of Abraha will move to the Kaaba, every angel would ask this question, that for the protection of the Kaaba, O Allah, will I be used? But this was the beginning of Islam. In every other era, for the protection of the religion, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, Jibreel alayhi salam, one scream, and suddenly a nation is destroyed. One blow and a wind would come and a nation is destroyed. One flood, a nation is destroyed. Islam was going to start. Who will beat the army of elephants? The superpower of the time. This was tanks. This was jets. This was submarines. They will come to Abdul Muttalib. Will we ever manage to fight this army? He said, for the Kaaba, there is a creator of the Kaaba. He will look after it. But who was going to be chosen? So every angel would have put himself, oh Allah, me. But the beginning of Islam was that this nation will be looked after by the weakest of the weakest of the weak. So suddenly small birds are selected. As that bird will come in front of the army of elephants, the bird will say, can I ever fight an elephant? The bird will be told, forget you attacking the elephant, you pick up a small pebble. The pebble will say, I am so filthy, I am so dirty. And what can one pebble do against the skin of an elephant? Allah Tabarakala would indicate in Quran, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. When you will throw, it will not be you throwing, but it will be you, a pebble, who Allah will be throwing. That one pebble would fall from what a might. It would never understand that the beginning of this Islam is that for the protection of not the Kaaba, for the protection of the Sharia, Sunnah and Quran, two things which will have to be carried throughout the times, Almighty Allah will be selecting pebbles. Every pebble will be dirty, every pebble will be weak, every pebble will say, what can I do? But when Allah Tabarakala said, you stand up, suddenly one boy is becoming hafiz of Quran. Why? He doesn't know, because you want pebble. You're going to a madrasa, you're becoming an alim. Why? You a pebble. One pebble will say, what can I do in front of the armies of kufr? The answer will be given, you just become a pebble and we will shoot. As that pebble shot throughout the eras, as fresh as Quran started, 1,400 years ago, pebbles will be used and Quran reached us today. Not a single letter changed. Armies and armies came. Muslims and Muslims were sorted. One pebble went through the elephant of kufr and an entire regime broke. Islam was as pure as can be. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not only Quran, I leave behind you two things. One is my Quran, one is my Sunnah. Quran will do its own miracle. It will create huffaz. It will create qurra. It will create writers of Quran. It will create lovers of Quran. The old auntie in the house, she'll be reading. The young boy, he doesn't know why I'm going to his class. He says that Maulana hits me so much, so much, so much. Anything else in the world, you smack a person one time, he said, get lost, I'll never do it. Become a scientist, no one will hit you. Become a lawyer, no one will hit you. You want to become a hafiz, you must be get ready to be whacked your life out. Something will wake that boy up every day. He say, I don't want to go, daddy, I don't want to go. Something will pull him, not 1 year, not 2 years. When Allah Tabarakallah's eye fell on that person, he said, you like it or not, you, the next pebble also come. Suddenly he is carrying Quran, yahmilu hadhal ilm. This knowledge will be carried generation after generation. Every fitna in the world will come to break it. Min kulli khalaf, from generation after generation. Udul, Allah will make unique people of the era stand up. Quran would choose its own jamaat. Sunnah would choose its own jamaat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would indicate, my every word will be protected. My every word will be looked after. My every act will come. It will come to you so fresh as though you are seeing me. So the miracle will come at a time where a boy will be asked, who you know the best in your life? He will say, I know my father, or I know a soccer star, I know a cricket star. But then when you ask him, what does your father have for breakfast on Monday? He say, I don't know. He say, when your father would wake up, what would he do? He say, I don't know. He say, your grandfather, he say, I don't even know his name properly. He said, what about the soccer star? How many wives he had? He said, what difference it makes to my life? When he would enter the toilet, he said, you think I'm going to worry of his toilet? Then we will say, do you know who you know the best in the world? Not your father, not your grandfather, not great, not great, not great. I will take you up 1,400 years plus. And I will say to you that there was a man called Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His every step was recorded and it reached you. The length of his turban, the color of his turban, the name of his camel, the name of his donkey, the name of his wives, the name of his daughters. Things which were not necessary for your deen reached you about him. And then when he entered the toilet, what he read, you might think you do not know a lot about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but when you enter the toilet, you reading a dua which 1,400 years ago was read. What miracle brought that dua to you? It was carried on the shoulders of a jamaat that was told, stand up you. You will stand up. As my Nabi said it, it will go through every era. The dust of the dirt will all lift. And وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ, what will be beneficial to mankind will be looking as fresh as it was on day one. When that muhaddis will say in his dars of Bukhari, وَقَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, he will say, I have conviction as it came from the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a jamaat carried it for 1,400 years. That miracle has never been seen. Miracle number one of Quran, how I give it, it will reach you as fresh as can be. You are seeing the Nabi of the time. You are seeing the Quran. As though Quran was revealed yesterday, you got it 100% immaculate, perfect. As the Sunnah was compiled yesterday, when you read a kitab called Al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, as though you are seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walking in the alleys. As though you are seeing him in the plains of Makkah. There is he in Medina, there is he in the mihrab, there is he musalla on tahajjud. Every muhaddis in his mind will come, as though I love with the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Miracle number one. But it was not that. The stone will remain. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, two heavy things, no matter if it is high, it will crush everything else. And if it is under, don't worry, it will hold the weight of the world of kufr. It will remain so strong. The second, whoever will hold on to it, the waves of the world will flow, but that man will remain the miracle of the era. That is the one that we all sometimes falter at. It reached us as fresh as possible. Your Quran is here, your Sunnah is here. Now comes the issue, what do I do with my Quran and Sunnah? Miracle number one took place, it reached me. Miracle number two, you go and stand by that. How will I stand by my Quran and Sunnah? Allah Tabarak Tala in Quran says, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى تَنزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَى. That, oh mankind, we haven't sent Quran to make life difficult for you. For many of us, my relationship with Quran is broken for two reasons. One is I don't know the meaning of Quran. And the second is I don't read very well. I don't know the meaning of Quran, so how will Quran really make me? Rather, I'll go to a madrasa, but very hard. The Arabic language is not for me. So I'll read Surah Waqia at night, I won't get poor. I'll read Surah Tabarak, hopefully in the grave, no one will punish me. The rest of Quran, That's for the alim, that's for the hafiz. Quran is not a normal speech. Allah Tabarakallah said, we never reveal it to make life difficult. تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. It has been revealed as a continuous reminder. تَنْزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقٍ. It is not a book that is read, it's a book that gets revealed. It settles in the heart of individuals, not on the mind. What this means? Every other book in the world, if you don't know its meaning, you can never derive benefit. But a boy who takes poison and he is sent to hospital, the doctor will put a drop on that boy. As that drop moves through the body, the mother will ask the doctor, what's happening within? The doctor will also say, I don't know what's happening within, but this medicine knows its job. As long as you allow the drop to be put onto the boy in time, I guarantee you within 3 days, whatever poison is in the body will come out. When modern medicine could defeat modern poison. So now shaitan will make an attack on every individual. Through the ear he made the attack of music. And through the eye he made it of evil and filth. There is porn, there is movies, there is dirt, there is filth. Whatever I see is an attraction to the world. I see a smart house, I see a smart car. Everything registers with the eye, goes to the mind. Everything I hear registers with the ear, goes to the mind. I will go out and eat this restaurant, that restaurant. Some is haram, some is doubtful. Nothing is pure. It will go through my tongue, register with my mind. Everything registers and it seeps into my heart. Slowly, slowly, my heart becomes a merkaz of poison. It starts becoming black. I start teaching evil, thinking evil, wanting evil, desiring evil. Allah Tabarakallah's one Quran came, تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. There is one thing that will remind you of something else. What is that? But O Quran, I don't understand you. تَنْزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقْ. You do not need to understand me because I don't register with the mind. I settle on the heart. All you need to do is put the drop of Quran on me, whether you know my meaning or you don't know. As you will start reading, I will enter in the heart. Every shaitan enters through the organs of the body and seeps in. I settle in the heart. From the heart, I will purify the ears, purify the eye, purify the tongue. You will read me, I will make you. You want to be the miracle of the era, start reading Quran. Even if you read only 5 lines of Quran. But then I say, but I don't read Quran well. My son, I'll make him a hafiz of Quran. He reads well, he's a qari. Me, I read such that even if my son hears me reading, he'll say, Daddy, you're spoiling Quran. You're reading with that old tajweed. That thing don't work. So suddenly I'm gone quiet in the house. I'd rather read a tafsir, a tarjuma, Quran. Because in the world they say, if you can't do something well, don't do it. If you land in a business and you can't perform, boss will pay you half. And after that he'll say, maaf. End of the month he'll say, you know, you're spoiling the issue. You'll say, but I got shock, desire. He'll say, but I can't keep you on. Quran is the sifat of Allah. Demand of Quran was, if you cannot look after me well, don't think of looking after me. But it wasn't going to happen, because Quran was the miracle that I will come to you, hold on to me. Who holds on to who? A child holds on to the mother when he's crossing the street. Not that the mother is weak and the child is strong, but you are weak, you need me. So the mother will come running to the child and say, just hold my hand and we will cross the road. Quran is the sifat of Allah. It never needed to find me and you. But because we could not cross this road, so Quran came into me and it came into you. It overlooked that our tongue is filthy. It overlooked that the eye is filthy. It is as pure as can be. Any other man would not put zamzam in a glass that was dirty, just because the glass is dirty. Quran is the sifat of Allah. If it wanted, it could have said, in the eye that has seen haram, I will not go. And the tongue that has spoken haram, I will not go. But because Quran was like the mother saying to the child, if I don't come to help you, you are going to be knocked down. So come. That is our Quran. When it came, all it said to us, even if you can't read Quran properly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Mahiru bil-Quran, a man who's a master of Quran, his place has been reserved with unique angels. That's for those people. What about the man who can't read Quran? وَالَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِ شَاقٌ. The man who reads and suffers. The man who reads and struggles. The man who reads وَيَتَّتَعْتَعُ فِيهَا. He gets stuck more than he goes front. The man who got nothing of Quran, but he just says, oh Allah, I also want to hold on to Quran. The world would have said, I'll pay you half. Allah tabarak ta'ala announced on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, falahu ajran, I will pay him double. Who will ever pay double for work that is not done? One is that you read Quran. The other is, I appreciate your effort that you made to try to read Quran. How much Quran? Little but Quran. I understand, I don't understand. There were people in the past who could not even read. Their survival in the world was, they took the Quran and put it on their head. And they said, oh Allah, I love this book. In that Quran said, I will protect you through the era. That man, that woman would die with iman. That man who can read Quran, Allah Pak has promised, I have not sent Quran to make life difficult. But if you want to cross the road, you will need to start reading Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that what a rider he will be, who will start with Surah Fatiha and end by Surah An-Nas. It wasn't meant for Taraweeh. It wasn't meant for the Hafiz. It was meant for every individual. Even if your journey through Quran takes you 5 years, every day read a little and mark it. This is my Quran. 5 lines, 6 lines. Next day I read another 6 lines. Oh Quran, I do not know what you mean. And Quran will say, you don't need to know what I mean. Tanzeelam mimman khalaqal ard was samawati al-ula. I have been revealed by the creator of the heavens and the earth. I settle in the heart. That's all. As long as you allow your heart, no matter how filthy it may be. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would mention, when Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam sent a letter to Bilqis the queen, so she called her ministers and she said that this man has sent a letter. What do you think? So they said, we are ulu quwwati wa ulu ba'sin shadeed. We can fight this matter. Wal amru ilayki fanzuri madha ta'murin. But you are the queen, whatever you decide. What a sentence she said. She said, innal muluka idha dakhalu qaryatan afsaduha. She said, remember when kings will enter a land and conquer, they will not kill the local people. They will target all the big people. I'm big and you big. They will finish all of us off and the local people will be okay. So he said, if you are ready to fight this king, be ready for it. But remember, if we lose, the locals won't be gone. It will be me and you. He said, rather let's look at the power of this king. If we find he's really a Nabi, rather submit and we will save ourselves. That was the verse. But what a meaning Allama Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi said. He said, in a similar manner, our heart has become a markaz of the kings of every evil. The king of lust and desire is also in my heart. The king of worldly fame is in my heart. The king of drugs is in my heart. Porn is my heart. I'm addicted to the world. My heart is a den of every vice you can imagine. And everyone is sitting big in his throne. And suddenly an announcement has been made from my Allah that my Quran wants to descend in your heart. Are you ready for it? Inna al-muluka idha dakhalu qarya. So I would say, oh Quran, in my heart there is dirt. In my heart there is filth. Where will you come in my heart? So Quran will announce, when kings will enter a city, whoever is big, it will make them small. As Quran will descend, suddenly pride will collapse. Lust will collapse. Dirt will collapse. Quran is al-Furqan. You will start reading today. Next year, you will make decisions you never made last year. You will see the world in a manner you never saw it. Everyone will ask, what happened to you? It will be nothing but the Quran has finally descended in my heart. That man who is ready to hold on to Quran and he's ready to adopt a sunnah, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, two things I'm leaving for you, my Quran and my sunnah. So you will say, what a small thing the sunnah is, that I was told keep a beard. The beard, what is the beard? But it will be this beard, if it comes on the face and the niqab comes on the woman, if my dress comes like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I move in the world, my inside is not made. But my example will be the example of a woman who saw a boy in a shop. So she went and she bought a present. She gave it to the boy's mother. The mother said, for what is the present? She said that your son resembles my son.
Many years ago he passed away, but I love him. When I saw your son, it reminded me of my son. So I said, I will make love on your son like how I would shower my son. That man who adopts sunnah, wherever he moves in the world, an announcement is made that he reminds me of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His beard reminds me, the niqab of his wife reminds me of his life. His walking reminds me, his talking reminds me. One sunnah will put upon that love of Allah which falls on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the individual day and day. As that mercy of Allah falls, he becomes surrounded by a barrier of barakat and rahmat. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam said, no one will survive the fitan of the time except that man who loves in the mercy of Allah. He who brings sunnah in his outside life, wherever he walks in the world, you will see fitan trying to come and break his barrier, but there will be a cloud of Allah's mercy falling. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I leave behind you two things, two heavy things. If you hold on to it, I guarantee you, you will never go astray after me. May Allah tabarak ta'ala let us appreciate the miracle of Quran. Let us hold on to that miracle. And by the qasam of Allah, whoever holds on to the miracle of Quran and Sunnah becomes the miracle of the era, which the people of the next era will read about and will say, Subhanallah. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us all from the miracles of Islam. Jazakallah.